Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Ajaya Namaha, who doesn't have birth? Ajaya mano bahudha vijayate. He alone is described as birthless. Everybody have a cause. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, they have a cause. But Mahadeva doesn't have a cause. With this only, Parvati Mata says, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, munayor janma mrityu jaraditaha. Even the personalities Brahma, Vishnu and Indra are bound to destruction, are bound by birth, old age, disease and death. But I want to get married to the birthless personality, and that is Mahadeva alone. So Aja fits only Mahadeva, not anyone else. Kapardhine Namaha. So Kapardhine comes 5 times in Rudram. We saw that yesterday. Jati. Jati was the name that came in the Shiva Sahasranama. So Jati aligns with Kapardhi only. So one who has the matted locks of hair, and from that matted locks of hair, Veerabhadra was created to destroy the Dakshayajna. One matted lock of hair. With the one matted lock of hair, he pulled that Mahadeva and then he put it down and then he created Veerabhadra out of it, and then Veerabhadra went and destroyed the Dakshayajna. So Kapardhine Namaha. Urdvaretase Namaha. Urdvalingaya Namaha. Urdvashayine Namaha. Urdvareta. One who is always, one who is always the supreme. So that's what, the linga also, if you see, it is upwards. So Mahadeva alone is actually Paratparam, described as the supreme reality. So Urdvalingaya. So Urdvaya Namaha, Urdvalingaya Namaha comes in the Mahanarayana Upanishad Linga Suktam. And Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamiham. The Ridakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham mantram also. Krishna Pingala Urdvareta Virupaksha comes in the Krishna Pingala mantram, Mahanarayana Upanishad, which describes the specific attributes and qualities and characteristics of Mahadeva. Rudraya Namaha comes one who removes all the sorrows, one who removes all the difficulties for his devotees and gives moksha. Namo Bhavaya cha Rudraya cha Namaksharvaya cha Pashupataye cha Namo. Fifth Anuvakam. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. That's how the Rudram starts off. Senapataye. So one who is the commander in chief. Namo Hiranyabhagave Senanye Disham Chapataye Namo Namo. One who is the Senapati, like commander in chief. So this we can understand that whoever actually goes to, fight a war, they will worship Parashakti and Paramashiva always. So here when Mahadeva is described like this, he is described as the Antaratma of everybody within the battlefield. Everybody within the battlefield, he is the Antaratma of everybody, and he is the one who decides who has to win and who has to lose. So that's the understanding. So even in the Mahabharata war, it was not Krishna or Arjuna who was actually the hero. So that's the probably the next topic I'm planning to cover. It was Lord Shiva who was the hero of the Mahabharata war and not Krishna or Arjuna. I will, the topic of the next class. So, yeah. And Gajagne Namaha. Gajagne, who is actually, who killed the Gajasura, who killed the elephant Gajasura. And he took Gajacharmam Bharadara. Mahadeva is called as Gajacharmam Bharadara, who pulled the skin of Gajasura and then he wore it as a garment. And then Maheshwara. Om Maheshwaraya Namaha, who is the greatest god, the supreme god. Maheshwara is a very specific epithet. Even Kalidasa uses Trayambaka Maheshwara for describing Lord Shiva. So, speaking of this, also then the Upanishad also describes this word very specific to Lord Shiva. It says, Yo Devanam, Pratamam Purastad, Vishwadiko, Rudro Maharshihi, Hiranyagarbam, Pashyatajayamanam, Sano Devakshubaya, Smritya, Samyunakto. Vishwadiko, who is beyond the universe, O Mahadeva, you are beyond the universe. Tripadasyam Ritam Divi. Whatever we see, this world is actually just 1/4 of that supreme reality. The 3/4 are beyond this material universe. The 3/4 is actually the spiritual world. In Parakailasha, where Mahadeva is being eternally served by crores and crores of mukta jivas, one who have attained mukti. Yasmat param na paramasti kinchid yasman nani yona jayosti kaschid vriksha ivasabdo divi tishtat yekastenedam purnam purushena sarvam. That Veda Purusha, Purushovai Rudraha, that Mahadeva alone is Purnam. He alone is complete. Everybody from the blade of grass till Vishnu are incomplete. But Mahadeva alone is complete in nature. He is complete in qualities, attributes and characteristics. He is beyond the three modes. He is Shuddha Sattva. He is beyond Sattva Rajasthamas. And he is described as Shuddha Sattva. Yasmat Param Na Paramasti Kinchidu. There is nothing that is greater than him. And then here also in the Sanyasa Suktam, this word Maheshwara comes. Yo Veda Dausvarak Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Yak Paraksa Maheshwaraha. So meditate, the Supreme Lord is alone described as the one who transcends the symbol Om. That's why Mahadeva is called as Omkareshwara. He is the Ishwara, the Lord of Omkara. Omkara originates from Mahadeva. So the Supreme Lord, who is described as Maheshwara, he transcends the symbol Om, which is uttered at the start of the Vedas. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Haraha Om. Or Shri Ganesha Sharada Gurubhyo Namaha Haraha Om. So that Omkaram is recited along with Shiva Namam in the start of the Vedas. But that personality is described as transcending Omkara. And he alone is well established in the Upanishads as the prime cause of everything. Gataye Namaha. Gataye, who is the destination, ultimate gati to be reached. Nritya Priyo Nitya Narto Nartakak Sarvalalasaha. Nritya Priyo. He dances. He is actually Nritya Priyo. He is very dear. You know, he is very dear to dancing. So like he always Narta. He always dances, and we see the dancing pose of Mahadeva is actually the Chidambara Nataraja Rupa, which is present in Chidambaram. Shivakama Sundari Sameta Chidambara Nataraja Yanamaha. One can refer the two lectures that I have given on Chidambara Nataraja in my channel, where Narayana meditates on Chidambara Nataraja and Shivakama Sundari in his heart. He watches the Tandava of Mahadeva in complete bliss. Engrossed with complete bliss, meditating on Mahadeva. So that's an interesting thing to note. And also, if you see the divine cosmic dance of Lord Shiva, Nritya Priyo Nitya Narto. So Nitya Narto, who dances eternally. So that form of Mahadeva itself talks about he is the doer of five activities. The right upper hand of Mahadeva, he has the fire. And then he has the, the right upper hand of Mahadeva, he has the damaru, which he creates. And the left upper hand of Mahadeva is actually that fire with which he destroys the entire universe. And then with the right lower hand, he shows his abhaya mudra with which he protects. And then he, with the right leg, he is placing his right leg on an asura named Apasmar. So too, he destroys the ahankara, ego, ignorance. He puts the jivas into illusion. With that, he does tirobhavam. And with the left lower hand and the left leg, it signifies moksha. How does he signify? Oh dear child, oh dear jiva, meditate on my left leg that I am lifting, because he is lifting the left leg basically. So, and then with the left hand, with the left lower hand, if you watch the Nataraja Vigraha properly, he actually, with the left lower hand, he actually points to his left leg exactly. That the tip of the left lower hand should be exactly in line with the tip of the left toe of Mahadeva. That is the ideal Nataraja Vigraha. And then he said, oh child, please catch hold of my left leg that I am lifting, and mukti is guaranteed. So that form of Chidambara Nataraja itself describes that he is a doer of five activities. He alone is the doer of five activities. Pashaya, one who puts the rope of illusion, that is he puts the jivas into maya, illusion. So one has to surrender to Mahadeva to go beyond the Pasham. Pashupati Pasham, that is what is described as Jiva Jagat Ishvara. Pashu, that is the Jivatma. From the blade of a grass till Vishnu, everybody are Jivatmas, everybody are Pashus. Pati is Mahadeva, the Lord of the Pashus. And then Pasham is the bondage, that is the worldly bondage, the repeated cycles of birth and death. So, in order to get rid of that Pasham and attain Mukti, one has to surrender to the Pati, that is Pashupati. That's why Mahadeva is Pashupati. Ambika Pataya Uma Pataye Pashupataye Namo Namaha Pashupati. One has to surrender to Pashupati. Diyate cha Shivajnanam Kshiyate Pashabandhanam Yasmadatak Samakhyata Dikshetiyam Vichakshanaihi. Siddhanta Shikamani, 6th chapter, 11th verse. Renukaradhyaya says to Agastya Maharshi, Diyate cha Shivajnanam, he defines what is Diksha. The word Di means Shivajnanam, the knowledge about Shiva. Kshiyate Pashabandhanam, Ksha in Diksha means that the rope of illusion or the rope of maya. So yasmadatak samakhyata dikshetiyam vichakshanaihi. So the ksha refers to that pasha bandha. One gets liberated from that pasha, and di is that shivajnanam. Through that shivajnanam, one gets liberated from that pasha. That is what diksha means. He beautifully defines that. So that's Pasha Yanamaha. He himself is that, you know, puts that Pasha, because one has to go beyond that Pasham to attain him. Tirobhavam, he does Tirobhavam, and the five-headed, ten-handed form of Maheshwara, also in one of his hands, he has that Pasha. Nagam Pasham. One hand he has Naga, and the other hand he has Pasha. Kama Nashakaya Namaha. Who destroyed the God of love, Kamadeva. Kamanga Dahana. He burnt Kamadeva into ashes. Everybody are bound by Kama. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Indra were bound by Kama. Mahadeva is actually described as Kameshwara, the Lord of Kama. And he is the destroyed Kama. He burnt Kamadeva into ashes. Daksha Yagapaharine Namaha. Who destroyed the fire sacrifice of Daksha through Veerabhadra. Om Yajna Yanamaha, who is the personification of the sacrifice. Mahadeva is described as the king of sacrifices. Avo Raja Namadvarasya Rudragam Hotaragam. Raja is the king of all the sacrifices. That's why the Daksha Yajnam did not attain Purnatvam. It did not attain completeness. Though Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, Lakshmi, Saraswati, everybody were there, Mahadeva was not there. So that's why he did not attain completeness. You know, when the Vedas describe that Mahadeva is the king of yajnas and you don't invite him, how will the yajna will attain completeness? How will the yajna attain, how will it attain completeness? So rather Daksha should have done one thing. So he should have invited Sati and Shiva alone and ignored everybody. But he did the reverse and he got paid for that. So yeah. Dakshayagapaharine Namaha Yajnaya Namaha Vishnu Prasaditaya Namaha. So one who is pleased by the devotion of Vishnu. So Vishnu always engages in unflinching devotion to Maheshwara. He acquired Lakshmi as his wife. He acquired Vaikuntha, the post of being Vishnu. He acquired Aishwaryam from Mahadeva. Rigvedam 5th canto 3rd chapter 3rd verse says that. Tavashriye Maruto Marjayanta Rudrayate Janima Charuchitram Padam Yad Vishnur Upam Nidayi Tenapasi Guhyam Namagonam. That Shri itself is given by the prosperity. Shri means prosperity. That prosperity itself is given by Mahadeva to all the Devas, including Brahma Vishnu. So here, keeping this, supporting this fact, Harivamsha Puranam, 3rd chapter, 3rd canto, 84th chapter, 11th verse says, Yatralebe Harishchakram Upasya Bahubirdinaihi Pushkarai Shatapatraischa Netrenacha Jagatpatim. That Hari worshipped Mahadeva. He acquired the Sudarshana Chakra from the Lord of the universe, Mahadeva. How did he obtain? By offering his eyes instead of lotus. Netrena. By offering his eyes, by offering one of his eyes instead of the lotus. That's how he acquired the Sudarshana Chakra. So he got back his eyes also, and also he got back, he acquired a very powerful weapon called Sudarshana Chakra. So there are many, many places I have described in, you know, one can refer the Chidambara Nataraja lecture part 1, where I have, you know, completely described various pramanams in the Shastras, how actually Vishnu has dedicated himself to Lord Shiva. And he is described as the greatest of all Jivas and the greatest and one of the greatest devotees of Parashakti and Paramashiva. Even he is requested by Bhishma. If this episode in the start of the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi, he is requested by Bhishma to recite the glories of Lord Shiva. Hiranyakavachodbhavaya namaha. One who is golden. Mahadeva is described as golden in many, many places in the Upanishads. Various Upanishads describe him to be golden, and the Puranas also describe him to be golden. All the Nayanmars and all the Sharanas who have come by, and all the Shivaradhyas who have come by, have described him to be, in many of their works, they have described him to be golden. Ponnar meniyane, pulitholai anindavane. Who will I meditate apart from the personality who is wearing the tiger skin and also who is golden in appearance? Sundarar says that. Sundaramurti Nayanar says that. Medraja Yanamaha, one who arises from the linga. So when Markandeya was hugging the Shivalinga with, Yama had actually put the noose on Markandeya. And at that time, Hiranya Yanamaha, Hiranya Linga Yanamaha, that Hiranmaya Purusha, Saya Esho Antarakritaya Akashaha, Hiranmaya Purushaha, Taittiriya Upanishad says, that Hiranmaya Purusha arose from the Hiranya Linga to save his dear devotee. So one who arises from the linga, that's what the name says. Guhavasine namaha, one who is eternally present in the heart of all the living entities and also is described as present in the heart of all the devas. Devanagam hridayebhyo asurendranam bandhanaya namaha, one who is actually bandhana, one who is actually the reason for the imprisonment of the king of asuras. You know, there are many, many references here. Taraka Asura was killed by Kartikeya, who is ultimately coming from the third eye of Mahadeva, because he has the virya and yashas of Mahadeva alone. And Gajasura, Jalandara, Dhumralochana, Raktabija, many, many demons were destroyed. Even Vishnu destroyed the demons with the help of Sudarshana Chakra. And who gave that? That was given by Mahadeva alone. So he alone is the destroyer of all the demons. Sarvato Mukaya Namaha, who has faces everywhere. Vishwarchir Vishvato Mukaha. The Upanishads also describe. Vishvatas Chakshuruta Vishvato Muko. The one who has the face, the one who's the face of Mahadeva is present as this entire universe. The eyes of Mahadeva is present as this entire universe. One who has faces everywhere. Sarva Vasine Namaha, one who resides in everything. He is also present in the Anu, and also he is present as, you know, he is present even in the smallest atom. Sarva Vasine, so who is described from the blade of a grass till Vishnu, he is present as the Antaratma. So Veerabhadra, there is a place in the Linga Purana where he says that Tvad Adi Stambha Paryantam Rudra Shakti Vijrambitam. He says to Narasimha, when Narasimha was bound by Ahankara, ego. So Veerabhadra comes and he says to Narasimha, Tvad Adi Stambha Paryantam, starting from you till the blade of a grass, everything functions by the grace of Parameshwara and Parashakti. Keeping this, Katarudra Upanishad says, Asyaivananda Koshena Stambanta Vishnu Purvakaha. From the clump, from the blade of a grass till Vishnu, everything functions by the grace of Parameshwara and Parashakti. Panchakritkeshwara, he is the lord of the five activities. So Sarva Vasine, he is present in everything as the Antaratma. Shriya Vasine Namaha. ஸோ ஸ்ரீ ஆத்மவித்யா மகாவித்யா, லலிதா சகஸ்ரநாமம் சேஸ் ஆத்மவித்யா மகாவித்யா ஸ்ரீ வித்யா காமசேவிதா. ஸோ ஷீ இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் அஸ் ஆத்மவித்யா அண்ட் மகாவித்யா அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஸ்ரீ வித்யா. ஸோ மகாதேவா ஹியர் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் அஸ் ஸ்ரீய வாசினே நமஹா, ஒன் ஹூ ரிசைட்ஸ் இன் தட் பராசக்தி ஆல்சோ.